Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们，早上好。
What a joyful hymn we have just sung.
刚才我们所唱的是那一首是非常喜乐的歌。
I serve a risen Savior.
是我侍奉复活的主。
No matter what man may say.
不管人怎么说。
We are here this morning not to perform religious activities.
我们今天早上在这里不是行一个宗教的仪式。
We are here to meet the living Lord.
我们乃是在这里遇见复活的主。
What a privilege for Christians.
对基督徒来说，这是一个何等的特权。
We have a living and loving God.
我们有那一位活的，爱我们的主神。
Shall we have a word of prayer?
我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, we praise you, we thank you.
我们天上的父，我们感谢你，我们赞美你。
For your great love has saved us.
因为你那极大的爱拯救了我们
you have called us to be your children.
你也呼召我们成为你的儿女
And not only that, you have called us to be your servant.
你不单是呼召我们成为你的儿女你也呼召我们成为你的仆人
And we have eternal hope.
我们有一个永远的盼望
Father, we thank you for this morning.
父为着今天早上我们感谢你
I pray that you will prepare our hearts.
我们祷告说愿你准备我们的心
That you can speak to us.
好叫你能够向我们说话
And our lives to be changed.
那我们的生命也能够有改变
In Jesus' holy name we ask.
奉主耶稣圣洁的名祷告
Amen. Well, we thank the Lord we are enjoying a lot of benefits in Australia.
我们感谢主在澳大利亚我们能够享受许多的福利
No one will persecute you when you open the Bible.
当你打开圣经的时候没有人逼迫你
We enjoy benefits of freedom.
我们享受在这里的自由
freedom of speech, freedom of belief.
我们享受那个言论的自由和宗教信仰的自由
But these things may change.
但是这些事也许会改变
Indeed, the whole world is changing.
实在来说整个世界都在改变
Overnight, the future of UK has changed.
就在一夜之间这个英国的未来就发生了变化
Two days ago when the referendum result was out,
两天前当公民投票的结果出来之后
a lot of excitement.
有很多人非常的兴奋
and then a lot of regret.
也有很多人后悔
a lot of those who voted to leave EU now are regretting.
有一些很多当时投票要脱离欧盟的人他们现在有一些后悔了
and they're asking for can we have a second referendum?
那有的人就说可不可以再有一次公民投票
it is quite not possible.
这是不可能了
The Lord has given me this burden this morning to share with you the Christian stand on marriage.
主今天早上给我这样一个的负担，就是我们基督徒对婚姻的那个位置是怎样的。
Do you have a stand about marriage?
你对这个婚姻是不是有一个立场？
You know, the Bible has warned us.
圣经已经有这样的警告我们，提醒我们。
In 1 Peter chapter 4:7.
在彼得前书第四章第七节那里说道
The end of all things is near.
是万物的结局近了
Therefore, be clear-minded and self-controlled so that you can pray.
所以你们要谨慎自守警醒祷告
End of all things is near.
是万物的结局近了
So what do we do?
那我们应当怎样做呢
Do we just sit and enjoy?
我们是不是就坐在那里享受呢
Of course we enjoy the blessings of the Lord every day.
当然我们每一天我们是享受神给我们的祝福了。
But the Lord has also called us to be of clear-minded, self-controlled, so that you can pray.
但是主也呼召我们让我们能够有一个警醒的心好叫我们能够祷告。
Well, one of the things the Lord and Paul has asked us to pray for is about the rulers.
那有一件的事彼得要我们带要祷告的就是为着执政掌权的来祷告
In 1 Timothy chapter 2, 1 and 2
在提摩太前书第二章第一节那里说到
I urge then first of all that requests, prayers, intercessions and thanksgiving be made for everyone for kings and all those in authority that we may live peaceful and quiet lives in all godliness and holiness
提摩太前书第二章第一节那里说到我劝你第一要为万人恳求祷告代求祝谢为君王和一切在位的也该如此使我们可以敬虔端正平安无事地度日
So we are to pray
所以我们要祷告
Not only for ourselves
不单单是为我们自己祷告
But for the rulers, for those in authority
也要为执政掌权的来祷告
How often do you pray for the rulers?
你有多少时间是为着在上执政掌权的祷告的呢？
Or when you pray, what was your intention?
或者当你祷告的时候，你的动机是什么？
Paul says that we can live peaceful and quiet life in all godliness and holiness.
在保罗在这里说到的就是我们要为他们代祷，使我们可以敬虔端正平安无事的度日。
Godliness and holiness.
那就是有敬虔的。
Do you want to live a godly and holy life?
你是不是愿意过一个敬虔的圣洁的生活？
What is Australia now?
澳大利亚现在怎样呢？
Do you know Australia is a pagan country?
你知道澳大利亚其实是一个不信的国家。
You might think Australia is a Christian country.
你也许以为澳大利亚是一个基督教的国家。
Not anymore.
那不再是这样了。
If we have departed from godliness and holiness as the pillar of the country.
如果这个国家已经离开了那个敬虔以神为主的那个支柱的话，那就不再是一个基督教的国家。
We will see the results of sins very quickly.
我们很快就会看见许多罪的结果。
In the book of Psalm 33:12, it tells us.
诗篇33篇第十二节那里告诉我们，
Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he chose for his inheritance.
以耶和华为神的那国是有福的，他所拣选为自己产业的那民是有福的。
Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord.
以耶和华为神的那国是有福的。
Do you desire to live in a country that God is the Lord?
你是不是有这样一个的愿望，要住在一个以耶和华为神的国家里头。
This is God's principle.
这是神的原则。
You know, nations come, nations go.
你知道，一个国家来了又去了。
Looking at history,
如果我们看历史，
God is in control of all nations.
神是掌管万国的。
Hugely mighty kingdom would perish.
所以很多在地上看上去很伟大的这些国都会要灭亡。
Where is the Roman Empire now?
我们今天看见罗马帝国在哪里呢？
What about the Babylonian Empire?
那些巴比伦的帝国在哪里呢？
Well, forgive me to ask, where is the United Kingdom now anymore?
现在我们也要说这个大英帝国在哪里呢？
Used to be said the sun will never set on any continent, right?
这些国家以前都一直是认为是非常伟大的。
God is in control of every nation.
神是在每一个国家中掌权。
Well, next Saturday, Australia, we have the general election.
下一个礼拜六在澳大利亚我们会有联邦的大选。
And if you are citizens, you must vote.
如果你是澳大利亚的公民，你必须要去投票的。
Because it is a democratic country.
因为这是一个民主的国家。
Seems to be allowing the people of the country to elect their leader.
就是是在这个国家的里头是让民众来选这个国家的领导。
But this election is very different from the previous many elections.
但是这一次的大选跟以往几次的大选是非常不同的。
Especially affecting Christians.
特别是影响到基督徒。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because one of the agenda, one of the policy is about marriage.
那这因为这是大选中有一个的政策就是关乎婚姻的。
Let me give you some quick summary of the policies of various parties.
我们可以看一看一些不同的党派他们对这个婚姻的政策是怎样。
Before I continue, as I said, because some Christians I know, you may think, oh, it doesn't bother me.
有一些的基督徒以为说这个跟我没太大的关系。
Indeed, it is bothering all of us.
实在来说是跟我们每一个基督徒都有关的。
Even though you may not be Christian,
也许你并不是基督徒。
The definition of marriage will affect everyone.
这个婚姻的定义会影响每一个人。
Let's quickly have a quick look of what's the policy of various major parties.
我们可以看一看不同的党派他们对这个婚姻的这个政策是怎么样的。
It's not here, sorry.I don't know why. Okay, I'll read to you. Okay. The Liberal Party from Malcolm Turnbull, our Prime Minister.
就是我们这个自由党，就是现在的执政党。
Right.
也是我们的这个，就是我们现在的总理。
Okay. He says, I can absolutely guarantee to you that if my government is returned, there will be a plebiscite on same-sex marriage after the election. And if the plebiscite is carried, then same-sex marriage will be law.
我们现在的澳大利亚的总理，他对老百姓这样的许愿，他说，我可以向你们保证，如果我的政府重新被选上的话，那我们在选举之后就会有一个公民投票，关于同性婚姻的公民投票。如果这个投票出来的结果是支持同性婚姻的话，那我可以保证这个就会成为这个国家的法律。
Okay, this is from the Liberal, our present Prime Minister.
这是从我们现在的执政党我们的总理那个党派他们这个政策。
And then the Labour.
那从工党
Bill Shorten, the leader of the opposition said.
从反对党的 领导他是这样说的。
And I promise that within 100 days of Labour government being elected that I lead, I shall move in the Parliament of Australia for marriage equality for Australians.
现在的反对党工党他的领导人他是这样说，我可以保证如果工党被选上的话，在我们选上之内100天之内，那我会在国会里头就是设立这个法律，就是是婚姻同等法律。
And then the Greens.
绿党。
The Greens have put a private members bill before the Parliament that would remove discrimination from the Marriage Act and give same-sex couples the right to marry and allow for overseas same-sex marriage to be recognized in Australia.
那绿党他们曾经都有有这一个的动议提议有这个就是说要从这个要取消婚姻中的这个歧视，婚姻法中的这个歧视，就是让同性婚姻的人有这个权利可以合法的结婚，并且如果是同性婚姻在国外产生的，在澳大利亚也要认可。
So basically, the three so-called major parties.
所以实在来说，三个主要的政党
，Liberal，
自由党
，If Liberal wins。
如果自由党赢了
There will be a plebiscite.
那会有一个全国的公民投票。
What is plebiscite?
那这个公民投票是什么意思？
Allowing the citizens to give an indication of what the policy should be.
那就是让公民来提一个的来看一下在民众当中他们的意向是什么。
Malcolm Turnbull himself is pro same-sex marriage.
我们现在的总理他也是支持同性婚姻的。
Our previous Prime Minister Tony Abbott against very strong.
我们过去的总理Tony Abbott 他是反对同性婚姻的。
Labour is very firm. 100 days, it will be law.
在工党来说，他们的政策就是在如果他们被选上的话，100天之内同性婚姻就会成为法律。
And the Greens had gone even further.
在绿党他们甚至更进一步。
Not only they will have same-sex marriage as law, but they will also recognize.
因为他们不单是要把这个同性婚姻成为澳洲的法律，而且也要认可在国外结婚的同性婚姻的人。
So what do we do?
那我们应当怎么做呢？
The Bible has told us.
圣经这样告诉我们。
In Matthew 26:41.
在马太福音第26章41节那里说。
Watch and pray.So that you will not fall into temptation.
那就是总要警醒祷告，免得入了迷惑。
Watch and pray.
警醒祷告。
Christians are not idling.
基督徒并不是好像是孤立的。
We need to watch and we need to pray.
我们需要警醒，我们也需要祷告。
Otherwise, we will fall into temptation.
不然的话，我们就会入了迷惑。
The Lord has also told us clearly in Matthew chapter 5:13-14.
主在马太福音第五章第十三节那里也告诉我们。
You are the salt of the earth and you are the light of the world.
你们是世上的盐，你们也是世上的光。
We are to make a difference.
我们是要在现今的世上 有一个的不同。
And in book of John chapter 17, 18, the Lord clearly said,
在约翰福音十七章十八节那里说道，
As you have sent me into the world, I have sent them into the world.
你怎样差我到世上，我也照样差他们到世上。
It is the Lord's prayer to the Father.
这是主向父的一个祷告。
How you have sent me into this world, I have sent the disciples into the world.
就是你怎样差我到这个世上，我也差门徒们到这个世上。
So next Saturday, the election.
所以下一个礼拜六，全国的大选。
As far as Christians are concerned,
对基督徒来说，
or as far as those who still hold marriage as between a man and a woman, this will is concerned.
所以就是对一些的人不是基督徒，但是认为婚姻应当是一男一女的这些人来说，
it is very important.
是非常，下个礼拜六的选举是非常重要的。
Let's go to what before we continue.
在我们开继续下去之前，
Shall we read Bible verses to see what exactly is in the Bible about marriage?
让我们先来看圣经中它是怎样说到婚姻的。
You have already seen the slide just then. I would like to go back to the original.
我大家看到我们愿意回到起初来看。
Can anyone tell me what is the first verse in the whole Bible?
有没有人可以告诉我整本圣经的第一句是什么？
Louder, please. Yeah. Greg, in the beginning.
起初。
What? God.
神。
In the beginning, wasn't you, wasn't me.
起初还没有你和我的时候。
In the beginning, God.
起初神，
He is the source of everything.
他是万物的源头。
Not even before anything was created.
就在万物，在有万物之前。
God.
神。
If you want to go back to the original, you have to go back to God.
如果你要回到起初的话，你就要回到神那里。
This is basic.
这是一个基本。
You go back to the origin.
你回到源头。
In order to understand the whole meaning of life.
好叫你真的能够明白整个生命的意义是什么。
And then, following on, in the beginning God created heavens and the earth.
起初神创造天地。
Okay, let's do that. Alright.So the heavens and the earth were created by God.
所以天和地是神所造的。
All right, of course we don't have time to go into detail the whole book of Genesis.
当然我们没有时间来看整个创世纪的一个细节。
After he created the whole universe,
当神创造了整个宇宙之后，
then his word sustains the whole universe.
所以他的话就维持着支持着整个的宇宙。
His word is so powerful.
他的话是那样的有能力。
Have you ever worried when you wake up this morning, where is the sun?
如果你有没有担忧说今天早上起来的时候太阳在哪里？
Or where would the moon come?
或者你说月亮会从哪里来？
Always the sun, as far as the earth is concerned, would come up from the east, goes down to the west.
就从地球来说，这个太阳永远都是从东边升起，从西边落下。
And then there will be a different planetary movement.
就是地上的万物也都会有移动。
God said so, it established as well.
神说有就有。
And then secondly,
第二，
quickly go to the same chapter. God said, So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them.
所以在同一章里头也说到神就照着自己的形象造人，乃是照着他的形象造男造女。
Man, male and female.
造男造女。
This is creation.
这是一个创造。
I don't think any of us would have this problem.
我不相信在我们中间有任何人对这个有疑问。
Unless you deliberately try to challenge yourself Am I a male or am I a female?
除非你故意的来向自己挑战，说我到底是一个男人还是一个女人。
Or someone seems you even were having any knowledge trying to impart to you some idea.
或者有的人试着想要用自己所谓的知识来灌入一些的思想。
And then the following chapter, chapter 2, verse 23 and 4.
在第创世纪第二章第二十三、二十四节那里说
，especially 24，
特别是在二十四节。
For this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and they will become one flesh.
因此，人要离开父母，与妻子联合，二人成为一体。
So in the beginning, God.
所以起初有神。
And God created male and female.
神造男造女。
And He created marriage.
神也造了婚姻。
This is chapter 2:24, marriage.
这是在创世纪第一章二十四节那里说到的婚姻。
A man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and they will become one flesh.
就是人要离开父母与妻子联合，二人成为一体。
Do you know this setup of marriage is the first ever system God has put for mankind?
你知道吗？这个是神为着人所设立的第一个的这个制度。
Before government,
就是在有政府之前。
Before school,
在有学校之前。
Is marriage,
就是有这个婚姻。
And then in the New Testament, Jesus repeated the very same thing.
就在新约里面，耶稣也重复了这个事。
When he was challenged by the Pharisees about divorce,
所以当法利赛人向主耶稣挑战说到关于离婚的事情。
And Jesus referred them back to the Old Testament. Haven't you read in Matthew chapter 19:4? He replied that at the beginning, the Creator made them male and female.
所以当那些法利赛人来试探耶稣的时候，耶稣回答他们说，那起初造人的是造男造女。
And said, for this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and the two will become one flesh.Which is a repeat of Genesis 2.
并且说，因此人要离开父母，与妻子联合，二人成为一体，就是在创世纪第二章那里说到的。
So, what about actual definition of marriage in the civil law?
但是在这个人类的这个法律当中，对这个婚姻的定义是什么呢？
Throughout history,
在从历史以来
，for centuries.
几百年以来
It is according to the Bible here.
那是这个人类的法律对于婚姻的定义也是照着圣经的。
Just give you, oh, right here, sorry, this is the, okay. Sorry, the slide was a bit mucked up with my slide. I'll give you this one. Okay. Okay. Just one example, the Baptist Union of Australia, the Baptist Church,They have this definition.
那这个在澳洲的这个浸信会，他们对婚姻的这个定义是这样的。
Is marriage is between a man and a woman to the exclusion of all others voluntarily entered into for life.
那婚姻就是一个男和一个女的是，而且是所有排外其他的人的是自愿的进入，是一个终身的事。
And then, under them, the authorized celebrants with the Baptist Union of Australia are only able to solemnize marriages according to the Baptist rites that's confirmed to this definition.
所以这个这个婚姻的这个执行人士他们是要根据这个定义来做婚姻的证婚的仪式。
So this has been for ages, for centuries.
这个定义是已经在历史上有成百年了。
Let's go back to the previous. Just very quickly show you the previous slide about the plebiscite from the Liberal and then from the Labour as well as from the Greens.
现在大家看到的就是刚才我们说到的就是三个不同的党派他们对于婚姻的这个政策是怎样。
So that was God's definition.
这是神的定义。
And God's definition is the best.
神的定义是最好的。
He is all loving, all caring.
他是满了爱，他也是满了怜悯的。
Unfortunately, this world is giving us another definition.
不幸的是，当今现在的这个世界给我们另外一个的定义。
On the surface, they always have excuses trying to hide the real intention.
从表面上来说，他们有很多的借口，实质呢是要掩盖、隐藏、遮掩他们实际的动机。
And then indeed looking at the past few decades,
如果我们回头看过去几十年的
，the enemy is trying to attack Christianity.
那就是仇敌一直都在想要攻击基督教。
Indeed, the enemy has never stopped.
实在来说，仇敌从来都没有停止他的攻击。
In the old days.Outwardly physical persecution.
在过去的时代是在外面的身体上的许多的逼迫。
And throughout the ages, internally, causing rivals, causing divisions.
从历史以来，在内部就是也造成许多的分裂。
But for the past decades, it was getting more and more fierce.
但是在过去十年当中，这个的攻击好像越来越厉害。
The enemy attacked from the very bottom of Christianity.
那这个就是仇敌从那个基督教最根本的开始。
If you remember about 10 years ago, the book from Dane Brown.
如果大家记得的话，大概在十年之前有一本书是 Dane Brown 写的。
It's called Da Vinci Code.
那是说到那个达文奇的那密码。
Very popular.
非常流行。
He's a great writer.
他是一个非常好的一个伟大的作家。
He himself said it was a novel.
他说的这是一本小说而已。
But after the book, everybody wanted to go to Rome and check out, is it true? Is it really true?
所以但是这本书出来之后，很多人都要想去罗马那边看，这是不是真的。
It undermined Christianity by telling us Jesus is not God.
其实他在背后是对基督教的一个攻击，要来说耶稣不是神。
Indeed, he's like us.
实在来说，他是像我们一样。
Jesus' girlfriend is Mary.
他就说好像是耶稣的是有女朋友
Mary
玛利亚
Isn't it scary?
是不是听上去很可怕的
And we thought of Oh okay just novel
他就说这只不过是一本小说而已
It seems to be solved
那好像就是这样过去了
But gradually it allows the different mentality flowing in the world
但是渐渐的让不同的人有不同的思想的就开始产生一些新的东西
Recently President Obama of the United States Love wins
最近那个美国的总统奥巴马他是很喜欢赢的
Love wins 爱赢 Love wins 爱情就赢了
就是说有爱情的话就赢了
So basically he's pro same sex marriage
所以他也是支持同性婚姻的
So as long as you love, it's okay.
所以人就有这样的思想说，只要是爱的就可以了，没问题了。
And also use the umbrella of freedom.
而且这些人他们也是用这个自由来作为一个保护。
You cannot control my life, I cannot control your life.
就是说我们每个人都有自由，你不能够控制我的生命生活，我也不控制你的生活。
Sounds very good.
听上去很好。
But if you look inside deeply,
但是如果你更深看下去的话
it's actually undermining the pillars of a healthy society.
实在来说是对这个一个健康的社会有一个很大的一个坏的影响。
Talking about freedom.
我们说到自由。
Actually, my daughter was telling me today, 2 days ago.
我的女儿两天前告诉我。
You know what freedom is?
他说你知道自由是什么意思
Freedom is allow you to be free to do the right thing.
自由其实是让你能够自由的来做对的事
Give you an example.
给你一个例子
If you have been jailed.
如果你在监狱里头
Because you have committed an offense.
因为你犯罪了
Of course you are not free.
当然你没有自由了
But now you are released.
但是你出了监狱你就自由了
You are free.
你是自由了
But does it mean that you are free to do anything?
但是这个是不是意思说你可以自由做任何的事呢
No
不是这样的
You are free to be a law-abiding citizen
你从监狱出来了你是自由了你是自由的要成为一个守法的公民
Human rights
人权
They say it is my human right
人说这是我的人权
Why stop me?
你为什么要阻止我
Indeed, thoseperforming or already belonging to the homosexuality group has all human rights as we have.
其实就是那些已经那些同性恋的人，他们跟我们一样有这样的人权。
They haven't been deprived of any basic human rights. They haven't been deprived of any basic human rights.
他们所有的人权其实都没有被那个受限制的。
But now the problem is, let me come back to the important issue.
所以让我回到这个一个重要的事情上面。
They are trying to redefine marriage.
那就是虽然他们的人权都没有受到任何的影响，但是他们现在想要重新对婚姻有一个新的定义。
And I said, but marriage wasn't defined by man.
他说这个婚姻这个定义呢是需要改变的。
Marriage wasn't defined by man.
所以婚姻并不是这个定义不是由人来定的。
Marriage was set up and defined by God.
婚姻呢乃是由神设立和定义的。
Way before men and women, society, governments, organizations, countries, systems happened.
在 万物所有之前神已经有这个定义了。
And if we allow this redefinition,
如果我们让这个对婚姻重新定义的事发生的话，
the whole society will be different.
那整个的社会就会有不同。
And someone actually wrote to me,
有人这样的给我这样的写给我这样的信。
If same-sex marriage is on, it's on, it's passed.
如果同性婚姻被通过了，
that means men can redefine anything they like.
那就是人就可以对任何的事重新来定义。
And what will be next?
那接下去的是什么呢？
What about incest? What about father and daughter?
那那这个父亲和女儿的关系，
or mother with son,
或者母亲和儿子的关系。
Can you use the love wins to cover this?
你是不是也能够用那个只要爱就可以赢了来也牵涉到这个里头呢？
What about multiple partners?
或者说是不是一夫一妻的。
What about with animals?
那么就是动物。
You cannot stop it.
所以你就不可以好像阻止这些事情。
It will be a floodgate.
这就好像如果这个事情被通过的话就会敞开了。
You know, already often we hear some news, some rich people would pass the estate to her pet.
我们也曾经听说过有一些很有钱的人，他们把他们的产业遗传给了他们的宠物。
Not any to the children.
不是给他们的孩子。
The children were so bad. I would like to make sure my pet will live a very happy and comfortable life after I die.
那就是说这些人说如果我死了之后，我愿意我的宠物他们能够活得很开心的继续活下去。
What if one day a man said, I really love my dog. I want to marry my dog.
那如果有一天有一个人说我实在是爱我的狗，我愿意跟这个狗结婚。
Can you stop it?
你能不能够阻止这些事情发生呢？
Human wise, you can't.
从人来说你好像不能呢。
The Bible told us in 1 John chapter 5:19, we know that we are the children of God, but the whole world is under the control of the evil one.
我们知道我们是属神的，全世界都握在那恶者的手下。
The trend of the so-called modernism is under the work of the devil.
所以好像整个的这个现代的这个世界是在那个恶者的手下。
And Jesus told us about the nature of the devil.
耶稣也告诉我们这个仇敌这个性质是怎样。
He was a murderer from the beginning, not holding to the truth in John 8:44, for there is no truth in him.When he lies, he speaks his native language, for he is a liar and the father of lies.
在约翰福音第四十四节第八章第四十四节那里说到你们是出于你们的父魔鬼，你们父的私欲，你们偏要行。他从起初是杀人的，不遵守真理。
He's a liar and the father of lies.
所以他是谎言的。
And following on, in the book of Revelation, the nature of the Satan also told us, told here. The great dragon was hurled down that ancient serpent of Revelation 12:9, called the devil or Satan, who leads the whole world astray.
在启示录第十二章第九节那里也说到，大龙就是那古蛇，名叫魔鬼，又叫撒旦，是迷惑普天下的。
He leads the whole world astray.
他把整个的世界带向带向邪路。
Satan is very good to deceive us.
撒旦是很会来欺骗我们的。
That's why we need to have clear mind.
那就是我们为什么要有一个警醒的心。
Otherwise, we can easily be deceived and fall into temptation.
不然的话，我们就很容易进入那个试探，入了迷惑。
And as Christians, from the Old Testament, the Lord has given us a principle.
在基督徒来说，神在那个圣经旧约圣经里面已经给我们一个原则。
As I said before, some of you might think, "Oh, it doesn't bother me. I can just go to be a Christian, go to church, read my Bible."
好像就是我刚才说到，有的基督徒以为说这些事跟我没有太大的关系，我可以仍然每个礼拜天去教会。
But let's look at this Ezekiel warning, chapter 3:18-19.
但是让我们来看看这个以西结书的那里的那个警告。
It's interesting, the Lord says, when I say to a wicked man of his wicked, right, you will surely die, and you do not warn him or speak out to dissuade him from his evil ways in order to save his life. Of course, that wicked man will die for his sins, and I will hold you accountable for his blood. But if you do warn that wicked man, he does not turn from his wickedness or from his evil ways, he will die for his sins, but you will have saved yourselves. Ezekiel 3:18-19.
在以西结书第三章第十八节那里说道，我何时指着恶人说他必要死，你若不警戒他，也不劝戒他，使他离开恶行，拯救他的性命，这恶人必死在罪孽之中，我却要向你讨他赏命的罪。倘若你警戒恶人，他人不转离罪恶，也不离开恶行，他必死在罪孽之中，你却救自己脱了罪。
So what is the truth about homosexuality?
所以对这个同性恋的到底是怎么一回事？
The Bible has told us.
圣经这样告诉我们。
Do you know from 1 Corinthians 6:9, do you know that the wicked will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither the sexually immoral or idolaters,or adulterers, nor male prostitutes, nor homosexual offenders.
在哥林多前书第六章第九节那里说到，你们岂不知不义的人不能承受神的国吗？不要自欺，无论是淫乱的、拜偶像的、奸淫的、做恋童的、亲男色的、偷窃的、贪婪的、醉酒的、辱骂的、勒索的，都不能承受神的国。
This is from the New Testament. From the Old Testament, Leviticus 18:22-23.
在旧约利未记十八章那里也说到，
Do not lie with a man as one lies with a woman, that is detestable. Do not have sexual relations with an animal and defile yourself with it. A woman must not present herself to an animal to have sexual relations with it, that is a perversion.
在利未记第十八章二十二节那里说到，不可与男人苟合，像与女人一样，这本是可憎恶的。不可与兽淫合，玷污自己。女人也不可站在兽前与他淫合，这本是逆性的事。
And the Bible says this is a perversion.
说这是逆性的事。
Of course, you might not believe it.
或许你不相信。
But I can tell you medically. From a medical point of view, homosexuality or sex with animals.Are medically really compromising your system.
但是我可以告诉你，从医学上面来说，这些的事是在对人来说是有非常不好的影响的。
We already heard about the illness AIDS.
我们知道有艾滋病这样的事。
We know that AIDS, we can trace the origin from Africa from the AIDS, but now it's spread mainly through among the homosexual group.
我们知道艾滋病 最初是从那个非洲那边起源的，但是现在在许多同性恋的圈子中有很多有艾滋病。
You know when they say, oh, we love one another.
我们知道有的人说我们彼此相爱的。
Is it love or lust?
这个到底是爱呢还是情欲？
Do you know what kind of activities those homosexual people are performing.
你知道这些同性恋的人他们做什么事吗？
I don't want to go to detail.
我不愿意进说到很多的细节。
It's truly filthy.
实在来说是非常肮脏的。
And wicked.
也是非常邪恶的。
And that's why among the homosexual people, a lot of depression there.
所以在很多的同性恋里头，他们有很多的人都是有那个压抑的忧郁症的。
very high proportion of suicide.
也有很多的自杀率也是很高的。
High rate of separation.
有很多的就是分离的这个率也很高。
And changing partners.
他们这个更换他们的伴侣的这个率也很高。
If you want to replace love with lust, you will be disappointed.
如果你想用要用这个爱来代替这个情欲的话，你就会失望的。
Because you are departing from the original plan of God.
因为你已经离开了神最初的这个的道路。
You know, in John 10:10 said, the thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy.
你知道在约翰福音第十章第十节那里说到，谁来了无非是要偷窃。
You know, truly, it steal, it kill and destroy.
就是他来是要偷。并且要破坏。
Don't think that Satan is going to give you enjoyment.
不要以为说撒旦给你一些的快乐。
Satan has only one aim.
撒旦只有一个的目的。
Is to steal and kill and destroy.
那就是来偷窃并且来毁坏。
On the other hand, our Lord has come. He said, "They have life and have it to the full."
他说，但是主说，我来了是要叫羊得生命，并且得的更丰盛。
So clearly, we can see, as Paul in the book of Romans chapter 1 and 26 and 27, very clearly condemned homosexuality.
在保罗在罗马书那里非常清楚地给我们看见。
It talks about ungodly behavior.
那是说到那些不敬虔的这些的事。
In verse 26, it says, because of this, God gave them over to shameful lust.
他说因此神任凭他们放纵可羞耻的情欲。
You know, when God said, I'm going to give them over.
你知道当神说我任凭他们的时候。
This is a very severe punishment.
这是神其实是神一个非常严重的一个惩罚。
For those who have children.
那些我们中间有孩子的父母们。
I don't know how many of you really have to have this action towards the children.
我不知道你们有多少人对着你们的儿女们是有这样的一个态度的。
Despite repeated warning, discipline, punishment, they still don't repent.
尽管你一直的就是责备他们，一直的教育他们，教导他们，管教他们，他们仍然不听。
At the end, you have to say, I'm going to let him go.
最后你就不得不说，我只能让他去了。
And don't bother me.
不要再来烦我。
So the fact that God says, Paul says here, God gave them over to shameful lust.
在这里保罗说到神任凭他们放纵可羞耻的情欲。
This is a punishment.
这是一个惩罚。
Allowing them to indulge in their lust and corrupt their own bodies.
就是神任凭他们去放纵他们自己的情欲。
Like in verse 27 says, men committed indecent acts with other men and received in themselves the due penalty for their perversion.
二十七节那里也说到，男和男行可羞耻的事，就在自己身上受着枉为当得的报应。
On their own body, they receive the penalty of their perversion.
就在他们自己身上受着枉为当得的报应。
Is there any true love and true joy among lust?
所以在这个情欲当中，是不是有真的爱和真的喜乐呢？
So back to the election.
就是我们重新回头来看这个选举。
The best scenario for Christians or for those who still hold on to the basic belief of marriage.
所以对那些基督徒来说，或者那些还是持守这个婚姻最初的这个神的定义的这些人来说
，is that we hope that the liberal government, or put it this way, it's only when the liberal government In power, they will hold the plebiscite.
那是不是说，只有当那个自由党他们如果重新被选上的话，他们就会有那个公民投票
？Because if Labour wins in 100 days, we're gone.
那就是如果工党赢的话，一百天之内，这个同性婚姻就成为法律。
Of course, we know if it will be either Liberal or Labour, we won't have the third government.
我们知道，这个选举所产生的结果，要么就是自由党，要么就是工党。
Either a hung party, hung parliament, and then some minor parties will be interfering.
或者说是也有一种可能，就是两个党派都是一样的，那就是由第三党来决定。
So it is not. It doesn't look good.
所以好像看上去并不是很乐观的。
Because Malcolm Turnbull is pro-gay.
因为我们的现在的总理他也是拥护那个同性婚姻的。
But at least a plebiscite would allow people to have a say.
但是至少这个公民投票给老百姓有一个的机会来发表他们的意思。
Even though plebiscite is not binding on the government, it is a very strong voice to the government.
虽然政府并没有这个这个公民投票的结果对政府来说并不是一定有一个的法律的这个限制的作用。
Yeah, this is the difference between the plebiscite and the referendum. Referendum is binding on the government. Plebiscite is only advisory.
这个的公民投票跟以前的另一个公民投票就是关于那个君主制还是共和制，这个公民投票不一样。现在的这一次的公民投票是没有这个法律限制作用的。
So we need to consider how we are going to vote as a citizen.
所以作为一个公民，我们应当来考虑，我们应当怎样来选。
Well, before we continue about the voting, let's give you some facts of the deception of Satan.
在我们讲这个之前，我们先来看一看这个撒旦所欺骗我们他的这个一些的事实在哪里。
For the past few years, the government has introduced the so-called Safe School Coalition Program.
在过去几年当中，政府呢推出了一个安全学校这个的计划。
It sounds very good, Safe School.
听上去很好，是安全学校。
But the more you look at it, you will find it is very unsafe, this policy.
但是当你在仔细看的时候，你就会发现其实这个政策并不是很安全的。
Yeah. My wife, Sister Eva, was telling me, she received a notice not long ago in the Brewood High School, girls' school.
我的太太 Eva 告诉我，在不久之前她收到一封信，是从 Brewood 一个的中学，一个非常好的一个中学里面写出来。
The whole school is going to broadcast a film about successive gay marriage.
整个的学校他们要放一个电影，就是关于那个介绍一个成功的同性婚姻。
Without the parents' consent, they are going to broadcast it for every girl.
他们要在这个学校当中，这个女子中学当中放这个电影，并没有经过家长们的这个同意的。
Unless you opt out, and those who opt out will stay in the library.
所以这封信就告诉家长们，除非你选择不要去，你的孩子选择不要去看，不然的话呢，大家其他的人都要去看的。
Imagine if it's your daughter.
你想一想，如果是你的女儿在那个学校里面。
What sort of peer pressure you will be receiving if you say I don't want to go to watch the film?
那你就可以想一想，你的女儿如果她说她不去看这个电影的话，她会在学校在她的同学当中受到怎么样的压力
？If 90% of your colleagues go to watch and you say I go to the library.
如果你同学中朋友当中90%的人都去看这个电影，你说我不去看，我去图书馆。
And another report, some schools actually even without telling the parents what they are doing.
也有的报告说，有的学校甚至根本都不告诉家长他们要做什么。
Until the son came to the mom.
直到那个儿子到了家里告诉母亲。
And told mom, Mom, I forgot to tell you, from next year onward, I can wear dress to go school.
就说妈妈我忘了告诉你了，从明天开始我可以穿裙子去学校。
You serious?
是非常严肃的事。
And you can choose whether you want to go to the male toilet or female toilet.
你甚至可以选择你要去女厕所还是去男厕所。
According to how you feel about yourself.
那是根据你自己对你自己的觉得你是怎样的人。
And a mother actually was being interviewed.
这个母亲呢是被人采访了。
And she said, "My 7-year-old daughter."
她说我7岁的女儿。
At home, she's never seen male private parts.
她说她在家里从来都没有看到男性的私人部位。
But now I fear that at school she's exposed to everything.
她说现在我是担心我的女儿在学校里面，她也许会看见。一切的东西，所有的东西。
She's not, the mother wasn't even a Christian. She said, I'm not even religious.
这个母亲说，我 并不信任何的宗教。
I just don't want my daughter to be confused about her identity.
他说我不想我的女儿对她自己的这个身份有混淆。
And the mother really went to the school and checked things out.
所以这个母亲就去学校去自己去 查看一下。
She has no option.
她没有选择了。
Except to bring the daughter out of school.
所以她没有其他的选择，她就不得不把她的女儿从学校里面给退出来。
So the so-called LGBT, like the Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual, Transgender Association.
所以有一个的组织就是所有的同性恋和变性的人的这个机构。
They are under the umbrella of anti-discrimination.
他们是在那个反歧视的这个保护伞底下。
Put forward their agenda of sexualizing our young children.
就是在这个所谓的反歧视的这个保护伞底下，他们把这个的东西就推出来。
Even without you knowing it,
你甚至都不觉得的，不知道的。
Well, at the moment, the Liberal government has stopped the funding on this.
所以现在的这个自由党的政府，他们停止了向这个安全学校这个计划提供资金。
But of course, if the Labour government wins, it will resume.
如果工党赢的话，那这个计划呢又会重新开始。
So what is should be our attitude?
那我们的态度应当怎样呢？
Of course, Christians here we don't talk so much about politics.
当然，我们在这里的基督徒，我们没有很，我们不多谈关于政治的事情。
But this issue really affects everyone.
但是这件事却影响到每一个人。
Will affect how we are going to live a holy and godly life.
要影响，会影响到我们怎样过一个敬虔、讨神喜悦的生活。
If the same-sex marriage act is passed,
如果同性婚姻被立法了
，we have no choice.
那我们就好像是没有选择了。
We have marriage celebrants here.
我们在我们中间也有合法的证婚人了。
If one day a gay couple come to you, I want to get married.
如果有一天有一个同性恋一对的同性恋人来说我要结婚
Please help us、
你帮我们
I want to come to this church
我要到这个教会
你说 Oh no we can't do that
你说我们不能这样做
Then you are committing an offense
那这样好像你就是、有违法了
It's happening in the United States
在美国曾经有这样的事发生
It's big news A cake shopper、
一个做蛋糕的店的主人
A Christian cake shopper
他是基督徒。
A gay couple request a cake to be made for their gay marriage party.
那有一对同性恋的人，他们来订一个蛋糕，是要为他们同性结婚的。
He refused.
那这个店主拒绝给他们做这个蛋糕。
And he was sued.
然后他们这对同性恋人就告他了。
Successfully.
他们而且赢了。
Or you may think this won't happen in Australia.
你也许说这个不会在澳洲发生的。
Oh, don't be that far.
我们不会走得那么远了。
Who said this?
谁这样说呢
？Who can stop it？
谁能够阻止呢
？Or is that even Christian school？
你说即使在基督教的学校
，cannot avoid this attack，
也不能够避免这个的受这样的攻击。
Let me tell you a story。
让我告诉你这样一个故事。
Which really is a triumph。
是一个得胜的事。
A few months ago，
几个月之前。
In the University of Sydney，
在悉尼大学里头。
You know Sydney University has Christian organizations called Evangelical Union.
在悉尼大学里面有一个基督教的团契，那就是叫做
Evangelical EU.
就是那个是一个布道的一个团体。
100 years.
它已经有100年的历史。
Very welcomed by the community.
在社区当中很受欢迎。
Doing a lot of good things.
他们做很多很好的事。
Of course, preaching the gospel.
当然，他们传福音了。
But they have been challenged for the past 5 years.
但是在过去五年当中，有人就这样的挑战他们。
By the USU, which is the Union of Student Unions,
那就是在大学里头学生会向他们挑战。
Challenge that you must change your constitution.
就是向他们跟他们说，你必须要修改你们的章程。
What constitution?
什么章程要修改呢
？The constitution was
那个章程是这样的。
To be a member.
他说你要成为。这个布道团契的这个会员的话
You have to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, the Lord and God.
你必须相信主耶稣基督是你的救主，他是神。
Does it sound extraordinary?
这个是不是听上去有没有过分呢？
It's a Christian. You believe in Jesus as your Savior and your Lord.
这是一个基督教的团体，你相信耶稣是你的救主。
But then they use anti-discrimination concept. You are so discriminating unbelievers to join your organization.
但是这些学生会向他们的挑战就是说，你们这个章程是有歧视，带有歧视性，你们歧视了、排斥了一些不信的人来加入你们的团体。
Isn't it ridiculous?
这听上去是不是无稽、是一件非常可笑的事。
But it's happening. It was happening. It happened.
但是这个实在是已经发生了。
So for 5 years, they challenge and challenge until they gave the EU an ultimatum.
所以在过去5年当中，这个学生会就一直向这个布道团体来挑战，直到他们向他们发了最后的通牒。
If you don't amend your constitution, we will kick you out of this union.
如果你们不改修改你们章程的话，我们就会把你们从这个大学中赶出去。
We will deregister you.
我们就不会让你们在这个悉尼大学中来注册。
It was quite a stressful time for the EU.
所以对当时对那些、在这个团契基督教团契里头的人有很大的他们的压力。
Praise the Lord, God has put my daughter Serena in the committee.
所以感谢主，神把、我的女儿也放到这个团契里头。
She was originally not in the committee. She would be a faculty leader of the law faculty.
她以前并不是在这个的、委员会里头的。
But this year, she, somehow the Lord has put her as a treasurer.
但是在今年呢，主把她放到这个委员会里呢，做那个财务的。
So there is an AGM for all the members to vote.
所以在这个、委员会的时候就有年会。
Among all the EU members, what are we going to do? Shall we change our constitution or not?
所以在这个委员会的成员里头，他们就来讨论说，我们是不是应该修改章程还是不修改。
It's a very serious decision.
是一个非常严肃的决定。
And the chairman of the EU,
啊，这个委员会的主席
somehow this didn't want to be the chair,
所以他就不想再继续做这个委员会的主席了。
And he told my daughter, so you are doing law, you are more familiar with law. Why don't you chair the meeting?
所以他就说，你是读法律的，所以你对法律比较熟悉，你可不可以你来做这个委员会的主席
？Imagine the pressure, the stress.On a young Christian.
所以你可以想一想，在这个当时的这个压力，在一个年轻的基督徒的身上。
So we pray for her.
所以我们为她代祷。
So she chair the meeting.
所以她就来掌握这个会议。
And I tell you what, this is not just among a little group of Christians.
这并不是单单只是在一个小的基督教徒的团体。
It was in the news, Sydney Morning Herald.
是在那个在报纸的舆论都有这样的报道。
And many universities in Australia and even around the world was watching this.
所以很多的大学，在澳洲的大学，甚至在海外的大学，他们都在观察着这件事。
Even I was in New Zealand when there was a vote.
所以在这个我们在新西兰的时候，他们就有一个选举。
We told the brothers and sisters there.
我们告诉在那里的弟兄姊妹们。
We said we must pray for Sydney Uni.
所以我们必须为悉尼大学祷告。
If Sydney Uni falls,
如果悉尼大学这件事情失败了
，many universities in Australia will fall.
所以很多在澳洲其他的大学都会
And other universities throughout the world will say, look, even Sydney, they are changing the constitution to allow unbelievers to be members.
所以这个影响也许会影响到其他的，不单单是在澳洲的大学，并且是海外的大学，就是说悉尼大学基督徒的团契能够接受不信的人来加入。
So they had a vote.
所以他们就有一个选举。
Do you know the result?
你知道结果吗？
I was so excited.
我非常的兴奋的。
71
有72票
to 1
72票对1票
72 stood firm we will hold on to our constitution
所以有72票说我们要站住我们的地位要维持我们目前的章程
but there was one Judas
但其中有一个是犹大
so they won triumphantly
所以他们赢了
wow they faced deregistration
当他们面对要被、撤销他们的注册的时候
I praise the Lord protected them.
感谢主，主保护了，保守了他们。
That requirement only happened or targeted with Christian Union.
那这个的要求呢，当时学生会对的这个要求呢，只是针对基督徒的团契的。
They never dare to target the Muslim organization.
他们不敢向穆斯林的类似的穆斯林的团契来挑战。
Do you dare to tell Muslim organizations, "I'm not a Muslim, I want to be your member and able to vote and get your chairman out"? Do you dare even to think about it?
你是不是敢甚至这样的想，对一个穆斯林的团体说，我不是穆斯林，但是我要加入你们的机构，我要参加你们的选举，要把你们的主席推出去。
So in May, finally, the USU conceded.
所以在五月份的时候，这个悉尼大学的学生会他们认输了。
And they have a statement that allow faith-based declaration as a condition of membership and executives.
所以他们说他们是同意让这个信心的这个的作为这个加入团体的一个的标准。
Of course, they have the good excuse. Oh, we are very accommodating now.
所以当然他们也为自己找一个台阶下，就是说我们是宽容容忍。
Not just Christians, or Catholics, Muslims, Jewish. Oh, you're okay. The faith organization is fine.
所以不单单只是基督教，就是天主教也好，穆斯林也好，所以所有的宗教我们都可以容忍了。
But for 5 years, they have been challenging, intimidating, and threatening.
所以但是在五年当中，他们一直在向这个基督徒的团体挑战、恐吓他们。
And because of that victory, so many Christian unions, especially among the universities, they really celebrated.
所以因着这个的事呢，所有其他的很多的大学同样类似的基督徒的团体，他们就在那里一起的高兴。
So back to our election now.
所以回到我们的现在的那个选举。
It is up to you how to vote, obviously.
当然这是取决于你应当怎样来选举。
But we do hope we will have a government that will allow us to live a godly and holy life.
但是我们实在是盼望，所以我们是有一个的政府是能够让我们在这里过一个敬虔讨神喜悦的生活。
So practically some advice.
所以实际上操作上来说有一些的建议。
I don't know how many of you will actually go to vote.
我不知道你们有多少人会去选。
Or how to vote.
或者知道怎样的选。
So we need to remind brothers and sisters.
我要提醒弟兄姊妹们。
You prayed about it.
你也为这个事情祷告。
As I said before, this is pivotal.
我可以说这是非常关键的事。
You might think I've been voting for this party for my whole life, because of the good economy policy, or education, refugees, or housing, whatever.
你也许说我一直都是选这个党派，因为他们有很好的各方面的政策。
But this time is different. Something extraordinary is about definition of marriage.
所以这一次呢，但是不同了，因为是有一些非常重要的事，就是关乎到婚姻的事。
For example, Labour is extreme against us. The Greens, sorry.
比如说，这个绿党它是非常的反对目前对这个婚姻的定义。
Yeah. To be honest, let me tell you my preference.
我可以告诉你我的选举的倾向。
And you need to know as well how which a party actually is.For Christian value.
也许你也应该知道是有哪一些的党派他们是认同基督教的这个的价值观的。
I didn't have time to show you everything. The one very good one is called CDP, Christian Democratic Party.
那当然第一个的就是那个基督民主党。
Of course, there are others like Family First, like,
还有的就是好像是家庭第一。
Yeah. And you need to know how to vote properly.
你要知道你应当怎样的来选。
Otherwise, your vote will be void, will be informal.
如果不然的话，你也许你的选票就会作废了。
And this year we have a very interesting election. Like we vote for both the lower house and the senate.
所以今年的大选我们要选那个众议院，也要选那个参议院。
And because of the double dissolutions.The whole Senate will be elected, new whole Senate members.
所以整个的参议院都要解散，要重新选。
When you vote for the House of Representatives,
所以当你选那个众议院的时候
，you must write the number of order, 1, 2, maybe 8 or 10, every number.
所以你要
for the House of Representatives.
所以你要在这个选票当中，也是绿颜色的选票，这个选票当中你要。在候选人的那个小方格里面，每一个人你都要填一个的号码，照着你的倾向来填。
And for the Senate, which is the white paper, big one.
当你选参议院的时候，就是那张白的选票。
You need to vote above the line.
所以你要在一条线的这个上面，
You must vote above the line.
所以你必须要选那个一条线的那个上面的候选人。
We used to be just vote number one and then finish.
以前的都是只要填一个人，写一个一，然后就结束了。
But this year the requirement is different.
但是今年这个要求不一样。
You have to write 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
所以你必须要写六个人，从一选到六。
You may think I don't even know five or six what they are.
你也许说我并不知道这些人他们是什么。
But you must write 1 to 6. Otherwise, your vote will be void.
但是你必须要写从一写到六，不然的话呢，你的选票就会作废。
And, you know, sometimes we just want to do whatever we like. Put a cross or put a writing.Anything that is not according to the rule, it will be void.
因为这是一个选举，所以我们不能够照着我们自己随心所欲，我或者写一个打一个勾，或者打一个叉，或者我写一个字，但是我们必须要照着这个要求来做。
So if your vote is blank or unmarked, it will be useless.
所以如果你的选票是什么也没有选的，那就会是作为废票。
If you put a cross or put a tick, it will be useless.
如果你在这个方格子里面打了一个叉或者贴了一个勾。这个也会作废的。
If you put same number in two boxes, it will be useless.
如果你有同样的号码在两个方格子里头，这个选票也会作废的。
So please, for the Senate, 1 to 6 above the line, according to your preference.
所以在选那个参议院白的选票的时候，你一定要填写候选人是在这条线的这个上面，从一写到六。
And for the House of Representatives, the green paper, which is according to your local constituents.1 to 8 or whatever, all numbered.
所以那选众议院那张绿色的选票，你就必须要在每一个候选人前面的那个方格子里面写一个号码。
All numbers must be filled according to the order.
你所有的方格子里面空格里面都需要填一个数字进去。
My preference to make it simple myself.
对我自己来说，我的选举的
倾向。My personal preference.
我个人的选举的倾向是。
For the Senate.
从选参议院的话。
Number one, Christian Democratic Party.
那我的第一选择就是那个基督民主党。
Number two, Liberal.
第二就是自由党。
And then whatever you want to, don't put Greens or put Greens the last or forget about Greens.
或者你不要选绿党，或者把绿党放到最后。
Yeah. And then for the House of Representatives, just pick the Christian Democratic Party representative number one, and then Liberal, and then.Following on.
所以在那个选众议院的那个绿色的选票上面也是同样把那个基督民主党放在第一，然后第二是自由，然后是其他的。
Let me conclude.
所以我要结束。
The Bible, Jesus told us clearly, watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation.
圣经很清楚地告诉我们，总要警醒祷告，免得入人迷惑。
We are in a spiritual warfare.
我们现在是在一场属灵的征战当中。
You like it or not, you know it or not, we are in a battle.
不管你喜欢还是不喜欢，知道还是不知道，我们实在是在一场征战的当中。
The world is promoting entertainment enjoyment.
是这个世界是在推崇这个享受所谓的在最终的快乐。
But in the book, the First John chapter 2 verse 17, the world and its desires pass away.But the man who does the will of God lives forever.
但是约翰一书那里说到，这世界和其上的事都要情欲都要过去，唯独遵行神的旨意是永远长存。
And finally, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord.
最后就是诗篇33篇那里说到，以耶和华为神的那国是有福的。
And no matter what result comes through,
不管结果是怎样
，we are prepared.
我们都是应该是准备好的。
As Christians,
作为一个基督徒
，Peter in the book of Acts，
彼得在使徒行传那里说
so ，On one hand, we pray for the ruler. We submit to authority as Christians, a law-abiding citizens.
就是作为基督徒来说，一面我们为在上执政掌权的祷告，另一面我们也是应当做一个守法的公民。
But if something is against God，
但是如果有些事情是。抵挡神的。
In Acts 4:19, but Peter and John replied, "Judge for yourself whether it is right in God's sight to obey you rather than God."
就是在这里说到，在使徒行传第四章十九节那里说到，
听从你们。
就是彼得、约翰说，听从你们不听从神。这在神面前合理不合理，你们自己酌量吧。
And they're very similar in chapter 5:29.
在第五章二十一节也类似的这样说道。
Peter and other apostles replied, "We must obey God rather than man."
彼得和其他的人说，我们必须顺服神。
We must obey God rather than man.
我们必须顺服神，而不是顺服人。
May the Lord continue to have mercy on this country.
愿神继续地怜悯这个国家。
That we can live a holy and godly life.
好像我们能够过一个圣洁的属神的生活。
My time is up. Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for sending us to this world.
我们天上的父，我们感谢你差我们到这个世上。
To be salt and light to this world.
来成为这个世上的盐和光。
I pray that your word will fill my heart.
我们求你自己的话充满我们。
And your principle will be the guiding principle of our decisions.
你的原则也能够成为我们行事为人的原则。
We commit this country to your hand.
我们把这个国家交托在你的手中。
We know that the enemy is attacking your value at all aspects.
我们知道仇敌在各个方面要来攻击。
I pray that you will have mercy on this country.
我们求你怜悯这个国家。
And more people will turn to you.
好叫更多越来越多的人来转向你。
May your name be glorified on earth.
愿你的名在地上被高举。
Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as is in heaven.
你的天国，你的国降临，你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
In the name of the Lord Jesus, we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名，我们祷告。
Amen.